1389. A village, some miles northwest of the city of London. It is autumn, and an evening chill is in the air. At the end of the working day, people gather in the tavern. Those still in the street are dressed in rough woven shirts or tunics, wool hose and wood-soled shoes. The exceptions are a man and woman who walk in from the woodland beyond, wearing fine broadcloth and silk robes. The man has a large red ruby around his neck on a silver chain.
The human world. I could conjure a nightmare from these faces. The missing teeth, the pocked skin, the matted hair.
It does no harm to see awake those who only visit your realm when they sleep, brother. Here's a tavern, and I'm thirsty.
You wish to enter this flea-infested, smoke-befogged hovel filled with odorous drink-befogged mortals?
Why not?
Oh, their dreams are dull enough. Oh, very well. But I still do not see what purpose this will serve.
Well, at least I get out and meet them.
Which being the third poll tax in 3 years, what else could we have
done? I just think maybe it would be good for you to see them on their terms instead of yours.
The tavern is little more than a medium-sized room built of stone, with an earth floor, a rush-thatched roof above.
Good hot meat and Frankish wine.
There is no chimney.
Which Arab Ball and Tyler were killed. The spirit of the working man died with them.
The wood burning in the central brazier sends smoke through the room, its only exit through the open, unglazed windows set into the wall.
We must need to return to law and to order.
Drinkers sit at long, rough-cut trestle tables and low, unbacked stools.
Jeffrey, I see no wondrous great wrong in writing in...
What desirest thou, my lord, my lady?
Very well. A penny ale for me and another for my brother, an it please you.
Oh, certes, sure, mistress.
This is a rich mixture. Those two would be scribes or similar.
Bidden about pilgrims, told in rhyme.
But I like me much to rhyme, Edmund.
Well, even without your gifts, there is no riddle there. I can see the ink-stained fingers.
Up her dress. And the lady saith, art they hunting for rabbits again, friar?
Petty functionaries by the fire there.
Brother John, thou art the very devil!
Dull, craven, soulless.
Death cometh to every man.
I am on everyone's lips.
30 years if be true he escaped the plague or the flux or...
And those coarse specimens?
And if our Lord God is willing.
Mercenary soldiers newly returned from France. Hush, I want to hear this.
And then they bury thee in the ground to await muster upon the day of judgment.
There you go. Proves my point. All I'm saying is this. Nobody has to die.
The Sandman. Of good fortune.
The only reason people die is because everyone does it. You all go along with it. It's rubbish, death. It's stupid. I don't want nothing to do
You're
with
enjoying
it.
This.
A healthy disrespect for your labors is amusing.
I agree. You see, it is worth the occasional visit.
A delegation of fairy came to me last night. They are talking about abandoning this plane forever.
Everything comes to an end, my brother. That's what makes things matter.
I mean, what's death good for, eh? Think about it.
Shush. Listen to the people.
In burgundy mud. Hobgadlin, I told myself. Every man and woman dies, they say.
Except the wandering Jew, Ahasuerus, who denied our Lord.
Mayhap, mayhap. Everyone dies, I thought, except for maybe the wandering Jew. But why the hell should I?
And this amuses you, I see.
I might get lucky. There's always a first time.
I like a challenge.
Nah, it's rubbish, death is. I mean, there's so much to do. So many things to see. People to drink with, women to swive. You lot may die. I expect you will, because you're stupid. Not me, though.
It might be interesting.
Very well. Are you going to tell him, or am I?
I shall.
Very well, little brother. Very well.
Farewell, sister. Thank you.
Oi, mind my ale, my lordship.
John Paul has rung your bell once more.
Is this stool spoken for?
Not that I know of. Join us, friend.
You're right welcome, noble lord, if thou wilt stand a flagon for the lads at thy turn.
Did I hear you say that you had no intention of ever dying?
Yeah, that's right. It's a mug's game. I won't have any part of it.
Well, then you must tell me what it's like.
Hey?
Aye. What's this?
Let us meet here again, Robert Gedling, in this tavern of the White Horse, in 100 years.
Oh, yes, thou there, Rob Gedling.
A sting, a touch, your game is called, Hob.
100 years? Yay, and I'm Pope Urban.
I'm Pope Clement. I just split my own sides of laugh.
Don't mind them. They're thick as King Dick, the lot of them. 100 years' time, on this day.
Yes.
I will see you on this day, in the year of our Lord, 1489, then.
Done.
What? No drink? Where is he bound?
Who is that pale fellow, Obsy?
Haven't a clue. But I tell you what, Crispin, I'll ask him next time I see him. In 100 years' time.
Nay, desist! I can laugh no more! Thou slayest me!
1489. In the last 100 years, the tavern has fallen down and been enlarged and rebuilt, adding a second story supported by wooden beams across the ceiling and, dominating one wall, a new fireplace with a chimney. There still is no window glass, but woven rush matting across the openings helps keep in the heat. There are more and smaller tables than before.
How did you know? Who are you? A wizard? A saint? A demon? Have I unwitting made a bargain with the devil?
No. I am merely interested.
Then why aren't I dead long since? Is this some kind of game?
Well, you have not died.
No. I'd say the same about you. Only you're so pale that I could be wrong.
Yes, you could. I came because I am interested.
Welcome, Hal. An ale, is it?
Aye. If I live to quaff it in this pestilential hut...
Death will not touch you, Hob Gadling, unless you truly desire it.
Yeah, like I said, it's just people going along with it. I tell you, though, it's all changing.
In what way?
Hear that? Now we has chimblies, they complainest of rooms, catarrhs, they sneeze and groan. When we had honest braziers, our heads did never ache. The smoke was good hardening for the timbers of the houses, and good medicine for a man and his kin.
Now, Hal, here's thy ale.
All right.
Old idiot. I tell you, chimneys is brilliant. Not having your eyes watering all the time, not freezing from the holes in the wall, and little cloth pieces for your nose. In the old days, we used our sleeves.
Ace of cups, my trick.
See the bunch in the corner playing at trump and rough? Playing cards. We never had them in the old days.
Most impressive. What will you people think of next?
Something to get rid of the fleas, with any luck.
So, what have you been doing for the last 100 years?
Same trade as before. Soldiering mainly. A little banditry here and there if I couldn't find what you'd exactly call a war. I was pleased when the fighting came to England. Saves going all the way to France. Sometimes I fought for York. Sometimes for Lancaster. That's been quiet for a few years now since Richmond got in. King Henry has his. But it'll start up again soon, you'll see. And in the meantime, I've started in a trade. Working with a friend of mine. It won't last, mind. Shall I show you what I've got here in my pack?
Pray do.
It's a book.
So I see.
But it's not in manuscript. No friar has scratched Latin homilies in this tome. Look, it's in English.
Very tidy.
It's a new trade. It's called printing. Don't need to be a guild member, not yet.
I see.
Never be a real demand for it, mind you. Hard work, but beats the hell out of rotting to maggots in the ground, eh?
So, You still want to live?
Oh, yes.
100 years then?
Oh, yes.
Up! Elizabeth I is on the throne.
Loose!
It is a golden age. The religious problems that beset England have been resolved, for now. And tolerance is in the air. The country is affluent, impervious to foreign attack, and the Queen is a cunning player of political games.
2 golds, a red, a black, and a tree.
The tavern now stands on a village green, where yeomen practice their archery.
Fetch and go again, lad!
Morpheus, the Lord of Dreams, walks towards the inn. His outfit has altered with the passing century. As ever, jet black, it now is picked out with a collar ruff, puffed sleeves, breeches, and a thin cloak thrown over one shoulder.
Well, Kit, thy theme, as I saw it, is this, that for one's art and for one's dreams, one may consort and bargain with the darkest powers.
It is so, Will.
The tavern has again enlarged over the century. It is warm and weatherproof, with leaded glass in the windows, bowls of fruit around, apples and plums, and plates of steaming meat, chicken, ducks, and sides of beef. The plates are now pewter, as are the goblets. But Hobgadling has not changed, though his clothes reveal his fortunes are high.
My friend, sit down. I've got in a couple of bottles of wine for us. Already made a start on them.
Hello, Hob.
Hob! Faith, that takes me back some few years. It is Sir Robert Gadlin now, old stranger.
You've had good fortune then, I take it.
Good fortune? The gods have smiled on me as they smile on all England, where no man is slave or bondsman. Venison pasty? No? They're good. Let's see. Now, last time we spoke, I was working with Billy Caxton. I made some gold from that. Put it to work in Henry Tudor's shipyards. I made a small pile. I've still got shipping interests. Went north for a year or so. Came back as my son. Girl, more wine.
As you wish, Sir Robert.
When Fat Henry done for the monasteries, I bought my estates. And a healthy gift of gold to the crown, swore to a knighthood. It's so damn rich. Enough, girl.
I see.
And that's not all. Here, take a look at this in my locket. My fair Eleanor and little Robin, my first son born in over 200 years on this earth. Well, that I've known of anyway. And the Queen herself slept at my house last summer. That was very expensive. It's funny. This is what I always dreamed heaven would be like way back. It's safe to walk the streets.
Girl, more wine. More ale.
Yes, Master Will.
Enough food and good wine. Life is so rich.
Enough, Master Kid?
Enough.
Oh. And bust me quick, my sweet.
Why, sir, I am a good girl.
I am driven on by the flesh, and must needs go that the devil drives.
I'll stick with boys, my horned actresses.
Sweet Kit, the play I gave you, did you read?
I must confess I have. I thought it... You act well, Will, but listen, let me read. Hung be the heavens with black, yield day to night. Comets, importing change of times and states, brandish your crystal tresses in the sky, and with them scourge the bad, revolting stars. Here, enough.
Obliged I am, you read it.
At least it scans. But bad revolting stars?
It's my first play.
And it should be your last.
God's wounds. If I could only write like you. In Faustus, where you wrote, to God, he loves thee not. The God thou servest is thine own appetite, wherein is fixed the love of Beelzebub. To him I'll build an altar and a church, and offer lukewarm blood of newborn babes. It chills my blood.
And so it should, Goodwill.
I would give anything to have your gifts. Or more than anything, to give men dreams that would live on long after I am dead. I'd bargain like your Faustus for that boon.
Girl! More wine, more ale.
Who is he?
Will Shaxbird. Acts a bit. Wrote a play. Apple?
No, thank you. Is he good?
Nah, he's crap. Now, that chap with a broken leg next to him, Kit Marlowe, bent as a pewter ducket, he's a good playwright.
Excuse me. Are you Will Shaxbird?
And what if I bear that name, noble sir?
A word, if you will.
Oh, please divert him, stranger. I need peace.
Have we met?
We have, but men forget in waking hours. I heard your talk, Will. Would you write great plays, create new dreams to spur the minds of men? Is that your will?
It is.
Then let us talk.
Oh, white bread. I would have killed for white bread 200 years back. Come to think of it, I did a couple of times. Everything to live for and nowhere to go but up.
1689. The tavern now boasts chairs rather than stools, panelled walls, exotic draperies, oil lamps, and a clientele finely clad in frogged coats and silk gowns. Tobacco is taken in clay pipes, snuff from the back of a lace-cuffed hand, and there are women wearing little patches on their cheeks. The men wear tricorn hats. All except one have periwigs underneath. His hair is long, black, and curled. His eyes are dark pools with stars for pupils. He wears a large ruby on a chain around his neck. And he looks bored.
Can I help you do something, sir?
No, thank you. I'm waiting for someone.
Get away, you funnel jump,
you fucking dungwits! Get out of my way.
Yeah, these taverns for gentry and decent folk. You get back to the stews with the rest of the filth.
Let him be! He is my guest.
Get in there, then.
And behind.
I knew you'd be here. More. Better. Do you know how hungry a man can get if he doesn't die, but doesn't eat? She died. In childbirth. Eleanor. I don't remember what she looked like anymore. I pawned her portrait 50 years since. Robin died in a tavern brawl when he was 20. I didn't go out much after that. They tried to drown me as a witch. I'd lived there for 40 years. Overconfident. I got out with my skin. Little more. And then it got worse. And worse. And worse.
I see.
I fought for the king in the Parliament's war. Big mistake that was. I got careless. I got soft. Like the country. Odd's blood. I've hated every second of the last 80 years. Every bloody second. Do you know that?
And you still wish to live? Do you not seek the respite of death?
Art thou addle-pated? Death is a mug's game. I got so much to live for.
'1789. The tavern is now the White Horse, an inn, now also a coffee house, but strong drink is still taken here. The man, once known as Hob Gadling, has booked a private room to meet his companion on this occasion.
It's a living. Wonderful system, I declare. We take English cotton goods to Africa, get a cargo of natives, pack them in like sardines, same boat takes them across the Atlantic, comes back with raw cotton, tobacco and sugar. The rum part is, I sort of started it all. I mean, it was me that funded Jack Hawkins, 200 years ago now.
You take pride in treating your fellow humans as less than animals.
Like I said, it's a living. I heard something funny the other week. Fellow said to me, he said, if only the French nobles had played cricket with their men the way we do, they'd never have had this trouble. First the colonies, now France. You ask me, this country will be next for a revolution. I've been salting money away all over the world. Odds life. First sign of trouble, I'll be out of here like that.
Your spirits seem much improved since our last encounter.
I suppose they have. I saw King Lear yesterday. Mrs. Siddons has gonorrhoeal. The Clodwits had given it a happy ending.
That will not last. The great stories will always return to their original forms.
That lad, Will Shakespeare. You did some kind of deal with him, didn't you?
Perhaps.
What kind of deal? His soul?
Nothing so crude.
400 years now I've been meeting you here. And there's so much I still don't know. Who are you, truly? What manner of man are you? What's your name?
No, I might ask both of you that same question, gentlemen.
What?
Oh, please, do not trouble yourselves to rise.
Just this, sat as you are, gents.
These are Michael and Tobias, smugglers by trade, although with an eye to their fortunes, they're only too glad to augment their earnings by slitting throats for hire. If you move, they'll slit yours.
I do not believe I have had the honour of your acquaintance, madam.
You don't talk till my lady says as such, whore son.
Nay, let them talk, good Toby. They tell a tale in these parts of London that the devil and the wandering Jew meet once in every century in a tavern. 2 years past, sewn in the shirt of a dead man, I found me a nice description of their last meeting. This inn was named, likewise, this day.
Hmm.
For 2 years, sirs, have I planned our present rendezvous. Well, have you nothing to say?
I am no devil.
And I'm not Jewish.
Why? What manner of creatures are you, then?
Who wants to know?
I am Lady Joanna Constantine.
I knew a Jack Constantine once. A cunning man. Got himself killed before you were born. Long time ago now.
You will follow me, sirs. My coach waits without. I see there is much you both can tell me. So much I can learn.
No, no. I think not.
Look out, he's got a pistol under his coat.
Not a pistol. Just a pouch of sand.
No! Oh, not thou! Thou'rt gone! Oh, 'twas not my intent. Heaven be my witness. I durst not look at thee.
Time to leave.
She is frozen rigid, staring at nothing. What did you do to her?
She has old ghosts that I have shown to her. Her kind walk amidst the flotsam of lives they have sacrificed for their own purposes, till friendless and alone they needs must make the final sacrifice. Your hand.
Thank ye. Jack was like that too. Died in a churchyard in Essex. Nasty business. I was with him, but the Nightwalkers let me be, though they left precious little of him. I had nightmares about that night for 50 years after. He also came to me for knowledge in Queen Bess's day, but he was a great deal more civil about asking for it. Bought me a drink first, for a start.
Robert Gatline.
Yes.
It is a poor thing to enslave another. I would suggest you find yourself a different line of business.
Within a regiment of dragoons, a guy in war, he didn't.
1889. The tavern is now a pub, and London has spread all around it.
Drain a pail. No? Next time. All right. Take care now. It's a nasty pea super tonight. Oh, hello? Somebody there? Oh, you gave me a start, sir. For a second I thought you was bloody Jack himself.
No.
Oh, I know that, sir. I was just joshing you. So, how'd you like to buy a gal a drain of pail? Hmm? And maybe a quick bum dance? Hmm? Give us a hard ride with your cream stick?
I think not. Please release my arm. I do not care to be touched.
You pasty-faced pussy cove! Bet you ain't got it in you anyway, you skinny chickaleary.
I see you had a run-in with Lushing Lou. In here, the call of the hospital.
Really? Why?
Because she's in him a great deal, and because she sent so many men into them. Rotten thing, the pox.
I see.
This area's really gone downhill in the last 100 years. I started coming here again a month or so back. Don't want a repeat of last time's mess, do we?
I saw her again, you know.
Lady Joanna?
Indeed. She undertook to fulfil a task for me, and succeeded admirably, I might add.
Mm. Oh, by the way, I'm not the only one who doesn't die.
Really?
There's a bloke who's calls himself Blood I've met half a dozen times now, although he doesn't always remember me. And then there's Mad Hetty down on Old Compton Street. Been there 120 years at least, to my knowledge. Mad as a coot, but she ain't gonna die. Death's a capricious thing, innit?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Cigar?
No, thank you.
You know, I think I know why we meet here century after century.
Really?
It's not because you want to see what happens when a man don't die. You've seen what happens.
Hmm.
I doubt I'm any wiser now than I was 500 years back. I'm older. I've been up and I've been down. And I've been up again. Have I learned anything? I've learned from my mistakes, but I've had more time to make more mistakes. You were right about the slave trade.
Hmm.
I can never make restitution for that, but listen, I've seen people and they don't change. Not in the important things. I doubt I'll ever seek death. You've observed all that, but you knew it from the start. I think you're here for something else.
And what might that be?
Friendship. I think you're lonely.
You dare. You dare imply that I might befriend a mortal? That one of my kind might need companionship? You dare to call me lonely?
Yes, yes I do. Tell you what, I'll be here in 100 years' time, and if you're here too, it'll be because we're friends, no other reason, right?
Right. 1989.
Thatcher's bloody poll tax. There's going to be a revolution if they try and push it through.
Well, I see the Labour movement died with the miners' strike.
All the signs are there in the Bible. Be the end of the world very soon.
Of course AIDS isn't God's way of punishing people, Darren. Don't be a pillock.
Make more on the dole than they would from an honest day's work.
Another one, love? Or aren't you staying? Got stood up?
Very funny, Glad. I'll wait.
And she says, are you hunting for rabbits again, Vicar?
Oh, Bob. Your friend's here.
At the appointed hour.
I wasn't sure you'd be coming.
Really? I have always heard it was impolite to keep one's friends waiting. Would you like a drink?